Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, last night, the BBC presenter behind days of media speculation and online gossip was named as prominent news anchor Hugh Edwards, and his name emerged in a statement released by his wife, Vicky Flynn, who also confirmed that Hugh Edwards has been hospitalised, suffering from serious mental health issues. Further allegations about him were made last night when a number of BBC colleagues, past and present, reported receiving inappropriate messages from the newsreader. In a moment, we'll get some political analysis from George Parker with the Financial Times. But first, I just want to go through the latest developments with Julian Drucker, who's correspondent with Five News. Julian, thanks for joining us this morning. So let's go back to yesterday and to this statement and the timing of it and what we learned in that statement from Mr. Edwards' wife, Vicky Flynn.
Hi there. Yes, I mean, there was speculation. How would this name officially come out? Would it be via the BBC? Would it be via the Sun newspaper? Would it be by social media? And then in the end, the name was released by the presenter's wife himself, Vicky Flynn, in this statement, as you just said. At 6 o'clock last night, she mentioned that her husband is now receiving inpatient hospital care. She said he was suffering serious mental health issues. And, you know, she said he was deeply sorry that so many colleagues had been impacted by the speculation. As media lawyers have said, there was no denial in that statement or any reference to the allegations, but it was solely about Hugh Edwards himself.
Mm-hmm. And what, if any, are the outstanding allegations now against Hugh Edwards? Because last night we learned from the BBC newsroom that there are more people who've come forward.
Well, there was this primary allegation made in The Sun last Saturday. And we learned just before this statement came out at 6 p.m. that the Metropolitan Police in London, they confirmed that, you know, there was no criminality. This was this allegation that Hugh Edwards paid a young person for sexually explicit images. There were these other allegations over the last few days. Second complainant reported by the BBC said that he had been said they'd been sent aggressive messages by the presenter. A third person in the Sun newspaper said that Hugh Edwards had broken strict lockdown rules to travel to them. And as you said, there were also reports last night on the BBC from various BBC staff questioning the conduct of Hugh Edwards. So clearly, you know, not a criminal matter anymore, but one of conduct, an HR issue that Hugh Edwards will have to face as soon as he's out of this hospital.
Yes, so the police now have said there is no criminal investigation, that's done. But now it moves very firmly, fully into the BBC's court, Julian, doesn't it?
Yes, a very, very quick scoping exercise, as they call it, by the Metropolitan Police, just in a matter of days. And yes, they've decided it's not criminal. So, you know, the bar is sort of lower. It becomes a, you know, an HR investigation. But this is obviously still very serious. There is potentially, you know, allegations here that could end Hugh Edwards' career. They will look at it as they would look at any HR investigation. And one assumes, you know, he is suspended as a result of the allegations, so will not return to work until they have finished that inquiry.
And obviously is unwell at the moment anyway. Can you give us a sense of the public reaction to this? Because we know Hugh Edwards is a very important figure in broadcasting. He's a hugely important figure within the BBC. How have people responded to this?
It has been just huge, really. I mean, he is probably the best known news presenter in the UK. He obviously broke the news of the death of the Queen last September. He is the person who has sort of guided the nation through the coronation, the Queen's funeral, the 2019 general election, things like Remembrance Day. So there is no bigger figure at the heart of the BBC in terms of news. There were so many suggestions on social media over the last few days. Piers Morgan, the presenter, had said a few days ago, when people learn who this is, you know, it will be a scandal. People will be shocked. And, you know, clearly people are shocked. But there is anger too on social media with the Sun newspaper for printing these allegations, especially as the police, as I said, have now come out and said that there was no criminality in it. So I think people are feeling, was it worth you know, this suspension, was it worth the Sun going forward with their story when there are clearly, it would suggest, gaps in what they were reporting?
All right. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about that now with George Parker. For now, Julian, thank you very much for joining us. George Parker, political editor with the Financial Times. So after this twist and development last night, the spotlight is, as Julian says, on the Sun newspaper, also the internal investigation at the BBC, George, and what sort of questions are being asked?
Yeah, I mean, as Julian was saying, there are questions asked about the Sun and the way they handled this, their reporting of this, especially now that the police have said there's no criminality involved. And I think a lot of people, particularly young, spoken to, actually, including my kids, will say, well, was it really legitimate to bring someone's private life into the public like this, to potentially break a family, to end up with someone in hospital? There's some tough questions to ask the Sun, but as you say, I suppose the big question left hanging here is, you know, will we see Hugh Edwards back on BBC screens again? How will the BBC handle it? Will more people come forward inside the BBC potentially? We know the BBC is reporting that one employee received inappropriate messages from Hugh Edwards. I think all of that's going to be put on pause. I don't think we're going to see any of these things being resolved while Hugh Edwards is in such a fragile condition and indeed in hospital.
It's interesting what you say about younger people you've spoken to, including your own family, questioning whether this is a story at all. And Stuart Purvis, formerly head of ITN and involved in Ofcom as well, was making that point on the BBC this morning. Times have changed. There are things that are acceptable now that in the 70s and 80s would have rightfully been front page news.
Exactly. I mean, if you'd worked on The Sun, 20 years ago and you'd received a tip-off that a famous BBC presenter was engaged in online activity with younger men, that would have been a slam. It would have been straight page. There wouldn't have been any about privacy use or anything like that. But the times have changed. Privacy laws are in place, and it's a very difficult line to tread for newspapers now. And I think The Sun was trying to suggest, that, at least initially, that there had been some level of potential law breaking going on here. But now we know that case. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people will be reflecting on this and thinking, well, shouldn't we just let people live their lives, really?
The line is a little bit dodgy, George, but we'll struggle on. In terms of it dominating the news cycle, has it taken the focus off other stories that you probably would be talking about today?
Yeah, I mean, it's dominated the news cycle for 5 days now. There are lots of other stories around and about, including the NATO summit. There's a big discussion here today about levels of public sector pay, more strikes by junior doctors, and an ongoing story which some people think the BBC have underreported about Boris Johnson not handing over evidence to the COVID-19 inquiry from an old mobile phone. So a lot of stories have been underplayed, I would say, over the last few days, and the BBC now is scrambling to catch up and sort of try and report some of the stories it's not been reporting over the last few days.
Some people were critical of the BBC news decision to publish more allegations last night after Hugh Edwards' name was confirmed, and perhaps more importantly, the news that he is seriously unwell.
Yeah, look, I mean, I have some sympathy for the BBC. I mean, incredibly difficult for them to report. The news of Hugh Edwards' wife's statement broke a few weeks before they were with their main 6 o'clock bulletin. So you have to make some very difficult judgments real time about a much-loved colleague. I mean, Hugh Edwards is someone that we in Germany have known. I've known him for 30-odd years. He's a popular colleague. And so this has caused a lot of grief, I think, as well. So I think initially with this case, there were people saying the BBC had responded in its usual hopping way. I think subsequently, more of the focus has turned into the way the Sun story initially, and slightly less on the way the BBC's handled it, given their duty of care not just to the individuals at the other end of the Hugh scandal, but also Hugh Edwards as an employee himself.
Okay. Unfortunately, that line is just not good enough to continue, but I think we got most of what you were saying there, George. Thank you very much, George Parker, political editor with the Financial Times. Back after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.